Hello guys, this is our very first podcast. So today we're going to be talking about aviation, ultralight aviation to be precise. And to give a little bit more information about this topic, I have invited a guest who is a certified flight instructor at this particular flight school in California. He is located in the city of Camarillo and Camarillo Airport. So I'm going to introduce you guys to Mr. Mike Chico. He is, like I said, a certified flight instructor, and he's going to give us a little bit more information on the topic. So welcome, Mr. Chico.
Well, thank you for having me. And to add to that little dossier, as far as my understanding, as far as I was told, is I am the last flight instructor for ultralight aircraft in the Pacific West Coast, if not in all over the country, because of the new regulations.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. That's also a sad topic, but explain to us a little bit more about your line of business. What are ultralights?
Ultralights, as the name implies, are very light aircraft. They have a maximum weight of 254 pounds. Normally, it's required to have a 5-gallon capacity in your gas tank, no more than that. And the plane should not exceed, I believe it's like 75 knots, which is about 80 miles an hour, and stall speed no less than 28. They're mostly a tube fabric. There are many kinds of designs, especially back in the early days. Many engineers took this venue very passionately. They were really wonderful designs back in the day. And then little by little, they started fading away. But there are some still good designs around, very reliable and very safe, as long as you know what you're doing.
So are those one-seater, two-seater?
Yes, there are one-seat, two-seat, mostly fixed-wing type ultralight aircraft. Some countries, is my understanding, differentiate between wave shift control, which is what they're known as trikes. People call them trikes, or conventional three-axis control aircraft. Axis means one input. For example, ailerons, which is one input, that's one axis. You have ailerons, which is another type of axis, and then you have elevator. You have ailerons, and then you have the rudder. So axis means point of rotation. For example, an elevator controls pitch. That's one axis. Ailerons control what is known as the roll. It's another axis. And then the rudder controls the yaw, which is like a lateral type of axis. So you have three axis controls, and regardless of design, usually governed by these three-axis inputs.
And how did the ultralight movement came to be?
Well, that's a good question. The movement actually started at the beginning of the century. The Wright brothers, they were ultralights. They were basically box kites, two wood and fabric and dope material. Very basic designs. Some of them use wing warping instead of ailerons. So, it's almost a century of development until the late 70s and 80s, where these flying enthusiasts decided to merge hang gliders with engines, power plants. So instead of having to climb on a mountain, if you put an engine or a power plant on an ultralight or a glider, hang glider, you can just take off from the ground and then fly up to 12,000 feet. And hence was the beginning of the ultralight design, which back in the late 70s and early 80s, it was quite revolutionary because it awakened the curiosity and those thrill seekers also to jump in and join the bandwagon. And it yielded some amazing results.
So how long have you been flying ultralights?
As far as me personally, since 1995, and I've been in aviation since 1982. I have accumulated almost 30,000 hours in all types of aircraft, but mostly now in ultralights.
So what are the requirements to become an ultralight pilot?
You have to be, the minimum age is 17 years of age before you're able to solo. You can train younger, but a soloing, you have to be 17 or older. And basically, that's it. I mean, you can even learn how to fly yourself, because there are no specifics as to learning how to fly an ultralight with an instructor. I highly recommend it, because if you attempt to fly to learn yourself, you will get hurt, if not worse. And I know of people that have gotten seriously hurt, or even worse, because they decided upon themselves in their wisdom to learn how to fly by their own, and it's very dangerous. Would not recommend it.
So you would consider that one of the
at least get some training, get training, become familiar with your aircraft, get to learn about weather conditions, learn flying characteristics, minimum, maximum speeds, what to expect, and especially prepare for that emergency, which will come.
So what are the advantages now that you mentioned, you know, the fact that you can train on your own, even though it's not recommended, which I would consider that, you know, one of the cons. What would be the advantage of flying ultralight aircrafts?
Well, it's affordable, but that does not mean cheap. There is always a cost, what I call cost of operations. Aviation was never meant to be inexpensive. Of all the venues of aviation, I believe that ultralight is the most affordable. But it's not cheap. It takes commitment, not just financially, but you need to learn. You need to read books, find material. Unfortunately, because of the current state of aviation, most materials for ultralight training, especially on the academic side, it's outdated. But you can find some older books which you can find useful, or maybe the internet.
And also, I have an understanding that a lot of, like, pilots who fly general aviation tend to come down to ultralights.
Exactly. The reason why, because ultralight is very unique, and many pilots with a lot of experience, because of all the age or health issues, they lose what is known as their third class medical. Every pilot has to have two certificates, your pilot certificate and your medical certificate. And usually the first one that goes is your medical certificate. In this case, if you fly single engine, it's called the third class medical. The issue with that is if you lose your medical, then you can't fly anymore. You can be a co-pilot, but you can not fly solo. That's where ultralights come into play. It's a venue for you to continue to fly without the hassle of a third class medical or even a pilot certificate. You just fly on your own.
So there you have it, guys. You know, that's a little bit of the information, or, you know, insights that we got of as far as the ultralight aviation and how it works. So thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Chico.
Oh, thank you. I'm pretty honored.
Make sure that you guys check them out. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Skyrider Ultralights, and make sure that you guys check out their website. It's skyriderultralights.com. They are, like I said before, they are located in the city of Camarillo, California, at the Camarillo Airport. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.